Reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. The beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through him, and without him nothing came to be. What came to be through him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him. But the world didn't know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people didn't accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become the children of God. To those who believe in his name, who were not born by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by man's decision, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelled among us, and we saw his glory. The glory is of the Father's only begotten Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'The one who is coming after me ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.'" From the fullness of his grace we have all received grace in place of grace, because while the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only begotten Son, God, who is at the Father's side, has revealed him. The Gospel of the Lord. On this last day of the civil year, the church always has us focus on the meaning of time and the meaning of eternity. The beginning of the first reading today, we hear, "Children, this is the last hour." We're always in that last hour. It's the definitive stage. Christ himself has come, and the Antichrist is also there. The true Christian is the one who genuflects, at least interiorly, at the reality of the mystery of the Word being made flesh. The Antichrist, as St. John will tell us later in his first reading, is the one who denies Christ has come in the flesh. And the real test for us always, at any moment in time, is whether we recognize that Christ is still incarnate, that Christ, God with us, Emmanuel, is still with us, or whether in our practical day-to-day life we deny that God has come in the flesh. This is a perpetual temptation for us to structure our lives practically, just sprinkling it a little bit with the Lord Jesus and thinking that because we're doing it, maybe even come to daily Mass and say, "Hey, I give you this half hour of my time, Lord. I'm in the 99th percentile of practicing Catholics," and therefore we go about living the whole rest of the day the way we want to, without God really at the center of all those experiences. It's always a temptation to live as the Antichrist would want, rather than as Mary did. As we come to the end of this year, we're called to look back, as we ought to each night on our day, to look back at the entire year and ask ourselves a few questions. Where was God in my life this year? We're going to be able to see many times in which God was at the center. For all of those occasions, we need at the end of this year to say, "Thank you, Lord, for having been there, for having loved me, and for having given me the grace to recognize your love in that moment." But then we'll, in looking back over the course of the entire year, see many occasions in which the Lord was practically absent. Every time we sinned, the Lord was absent. Most of us, if given the outright choice between any Barabbas in disguise, which was the sinful choice, or Jesus, I hope that most of us would say, "Don't give me Barabbas." But at a practical level, we're totally blind to this side. We don't see Christ at all, and we see something attractive in whatever this Barabbas choice is we have chosen. God has been absent practically. We need to say, for all of those at times, "Lord, I am really, 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 really sorry. Please forgive me." And then looking forward to 2012, recognizing that he wants to be with us at every moment, so that 2012 can be a real year of the Lord, Anno Domini 2012, we say, "Help me more. Help me, Jesus, to recognize your presence. Help me to remain united with you." And Mary helps us to learn how to do this. There's a great reason why the church has us begin every liturgical year focusing on Mary's motherhood, because she wants to raise us so that it might be a real year of loving, transforming union with her Son. But she teaches us one of the great lessons, as we'll hear throughout this entire Christmas season, of all of these things she treasured in her heart, not just thought about with her brain, but treasured with her heart. It had sunk into who she was, the real center of her personality. And she just didn't hold them there reflectively, but she recognized that both creation and redemption are meant to be very good and the most unbelievable thing ever. And so she gets value from all of those experiences. Even for us, she would tell us that as we look back on 2011, we see those times where the Lord was absent, those times he was at the periphery of our life, those times where he was dead to us. That if we turn back and receive the Lord's mercy, then it should teach us, one, of our great need for the Lord, lest we fall, and then second, of the Lord's great gift of his merciful love, for which he came into the world as a little baby to take away those sins. Mary would help us to treasure all of those experiences within. And the more we treasure those experiences of the Lord, then the more easily it's going to be for us to treasure the experiences as they're actually happening, to recognize that the Lord Jesus is truly still with us, and to love him in that moment. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. As we come to the end of 2011, we thank the Lord. We rejoice in the gift of his continued love. Another year, so that we might grow in wisdom and understanding before God and before others. And as we approach this new year, we ask him for the grace that we might sing him a new song and bless his name and announce his salvation day after day.